May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. What happens if revivals aren't sustainable over a period of years, once they wane, people's hearts get more hardened than they ever were before. And so it's been a long time since, particularly in the West, there's been any kind of sense of desperation, expectation, sort of the atmosphere of longing for revival. But that's beginning to change. We're not quite where they were. It was kind of like a combustible atmosphere that just would give birth to these fires of revival. The Keswick movement came out of that. But that's happening again. And so whenever you're in an atmosphere of revival, the thing that Christians have a tendency to get infatuated with is the power of God. Particularly the power of God as it's manifested externally in signs and wonders. The power of God is manifested in the harvesting of people, of souls. It first manifests itself in Christians coming to a place of deeper repentance than they've ever known before, and surrender, which was one of the prerequisites of moving in personal or corporate revival. And then there's all this discussion about power and how to walk in power. And power that's manifested externally is an important part of the life that Jesus lives and that Jesus releases. But as we've talked about here before, and we'll stay on track on this in the years to come because it's so important, what God does through you is not nearly as important as what God does in you. And if what's happening through you, what's manifesting externally, isn't the consequence of a victorious life of Christ, the power of Christ released in us, in terms of victory over sin's power and over self, then in the end, all those signs and wonders things will end up being discredited by lives that have no character, who don't walk in supernatural holiness. And so the power of God is first manifested in its influence over sin's control and mastership over us. And then it's manifested through us in terms of ministry and other things like that. And so we come back to this whole issue of the grace of God and how the power of God's released. And so let me just give you some scriptures. This is from Acts chapter 4. I may have mentioned this yesterday. And with great power, the apostles were giving witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. They weren't just giving witness by words. They were bearing witness. They were manifesting, bearing witness by their own personal lives and the kind of lives they were living, that Christ was surely risen from the dead, was alive and alive in his people. And so he says, that's why it says in Acts chapter 1, didn't say go do witnessing, it says go be witnesses. Be evidence yourselves by the very lives that you live that Jesus Christ is risen and he's on the earth with a new body. And with great power, and that's the word great there is mega, and with great or mega power, the apostles were giving witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and abundant grace was upon them all. And that word abundant there is the same word mega. And one is the consequence of the other. It's because abundant grace was on them, being manifest in their lives. Whenever the scripture uses the words on something or upon something, it just means it's being manifested. We saw yesterday, we've seen a lot lately, that every one of us as believers, Christ is all and he's in all. He's filling all and he's in all. And grace, or just those expressions of his free and unmerited actions and activities in our life. Grace isn't apart from him. It's a part of him and the things that he does freely in our lives. Grace manifests itself in all kinds of different ways. And again, 2 Corinthians 9:8, that gospel within the gospel. And the God who is infinitely able, abounded all grace towards you and me, that we always having all sufficiency in everything may abound to every work that he approves of, or every action. Everything that you do, whether it's personal or ministry, that's within the will of God, the grace of Christ that's in you, you have the all-sufficiency of Jesus that's freely available to you. So what was happening to the apostles and to the early church is they were appropriating all that Christ was and all that he was in them. They were taking advantage of his free activity, his grace, the grace of peace, the grace of joy, the grace of love, the grace of anointing, the grace of forgiveness, the grace of mercy, the grace on and on and on and on, patience. And because grace was on them, there was mega power being released through them. And so when people ask me, How do I move in the power of God? How do I grow in the power of God? Well, it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, he speaks to Timothy and Paul says, grow strong, my son, in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. And the language there, the grammar is passive. He says, allow the grace of God to make you strong in him. It's all the free activity. This is the activity of Christ. Grow strong in the grace of God. And as you grow strong in the grace of God, the power of God grows strong and it's released in you. We saw that happen so profoundly in Brazil, didn't we, Karen? That as we continually confessed our weakness and our absolute utter dependence on the grace of Christ who lives in us and the one who was all and was in all of us, as we totally relied on his all-sufficiency for everything that we faced, we saw greater, greater manifestations of the power of God to the point where the last night, when we should have been the tiredest, we ministered to like 11:30 at night, and we saw the greatest manifestation of the power of God because I could see it. The grace of God was just upon us. And so here's the thing. It says this. This is one of my locus classicus, which means a sentence or a scripture or a statement that defines the heart of everything you believe in. This is really the original one for me. Verse 9 of chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weakness, that the power of Christ may manifest, dwell in me, tabernacle in me. And what Paul was saying is this, he said, he was asking the Lord to set him free for something, and the Lord said to him, in your weakness, as you acknowledge your absolute need for grace, your utter dependence on grace, my power, my grace will be sufficient. In your weakness, he says, my grace is sufficient for you, for in your weakness, my power is perfected. And so it's really good when people pray for us, when we receive a fresh impartation. I believe in it. I've seen it happen. I've had it happen to me. At somebody's level of faith and arena, they pass on to me. But in the end, I've still got a steward. Whatever expansion or understanding or release, if somebody has a real grace, they're walking in a grace of healing ministry, and they pray for impartation, there is an opening of the grace of that in your own life, but you've still got to walk that out in an ever-increasing way. And we walk it out by our utter, total dependence. Paul said, I would rather boast. We boast in our weakness. We boast in our need. That he has abounded all grace, that I always having all sufficiency, not in myself, but in the grace of the Christ who lives in me, I can abound to every good action, everything God's called me to, whether at home or at church or in Brazil or Africa or wherever. That's the key. If there's a key, I always hate that phrase. It's like a formula. But that is the issue about how to grow in the power of God. If you want to walk in the power of God, I go to conferences, but it's not going to be found by your rushing to another conference and laying out on the floor again. I mean, I'm not against that. But if you don't know how to walk out of that, celebrating your smallness, that's the word Liam Payne used. If you don't know how to get up off the floor and celebrate your smallness, your weakness, utterly trusting, not that he's able, but that he is, then the power of God is not going to be manifested. You'll end up having to fake it, create it, promote it. And that ends up in the end being discredited. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.